Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast.
Seek answers. Haunted by 14 phenomena. Then haul your etheric bodies no further than to your very own clairvoyant medium psychic and all-round ingenious fakir, Clinton Baptiste, as I welcome you to Series 4, Episode 3 of Clinton Baptiste's Paranormal Podcast. But before I take you to some of the unique people I've spoken to this week, let's have our spirit readings. Susie in Doncaster. Are you out there, my love? If you're listening, getting this very strongly, I can see a change of career for you next year when you'll be on the payroll as a registered nurse. Simon Leeds, you'll just be on a register of some kind. Yvonne, whatever you do, God, avoid Luton Town Centre this weekend. Nothing specific, it's just an absolute dump. A bit of advice, actually, anyone, not just Yvonne. Stay away. Brian in Hull, get him checked out. Nothing should be that lumpy. Dave Harris in Bicester, near Oxford. Have you got a cat, Dave? Not after tomorrow. Ron Staples in Granthorpe Avenue, Birkenhead, Merseyside. Ron, you're listening. Granddad is here. He says, he doesn't want to embarrass you. He says, but when you're next in the chemist, it's not called anus oil, it's anusol. Ron Staples. He says, he advises you to get the industrial pack. You will use it, Ron. Steve Peters. Steve, if you're out there. Now, I've got your great auntie Rita here. She says she misses the family, but she says when she died, quite honestly, she was a bit disappointed to see you immediately Google the word inheritance before punching the air and using the expression, what a fucking result. Gran says, Susan in Leon C. She says, if naked attraction is disgusting and low-rent television, Susan, as you were telling your neighbour the other day, can she suggest you take it off series record on your Sky Plus? You're fooling no one, Susan. I don't know. Well, all filthy perverts aside, just time to tell you that I got my ticket to the US. Yes, I have, to get over to work with the incredible Tony Joseph, the medium, on his paranormal tour. You might have remember that one last week. I've been to get my visa, bought some trunks from Primark. Very exciting. To any fans in the States, come and see me. But for now, a rundown on what to expect today from episode 3. We have an exclusive this week, an exclusive interview with none other than Jon Snow from Channel 4 News. Yes, promoting his new book. That's Jon Snow from Channel 4 News. Also, we'll be catching up with Ruth, my assistant. I'm not sure how well that's going at the moment, but she's still with me. So for this series, we're going to be using Zoom, and we're all rigged up. Someone's coming through on Zoom now. I can see him there on his camera. His name is Gary Howarth. Is that correct? Has I got that name right?
Oh, hello, Clint. It's Gary. No, look, you contacted my brother on the other side last year.
I contacted your brother. Yeah?
Yeah, you're very good. You know, it stayed with
you. Yeah, it stayed with you. Well, that's nice. Look, everybody listening, just to prove there are some satisfied customers, Gary here.
Yeah, thank you. Look, I've got some great news, Clinton, as well, because I'm from...
Sorry, can you just speak a bit more clearly? You've got some great news, did you say?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm from the Psychic Awards 2021, and you have invited to the award ceremony because you have won one of the... biggest awards that we've got.
Hold up. Ease up. Just a second. I've won an award, did you say?
Yeah, you've won one of the big awards that we've, like, psychic awards that we hold every year. Very popular thing.
I've never heard of this one. What is it called? Let me just write this down. The National Psychic Awards, is it?
It's a psychic awards one, 2021.
And yours truly has won it?
Yeah, you've picked up one of the big ones. You've scooped one.
Which one of that? What have I won?
You've won the best one, the best
one. Right, let me just grab a pen and paper. This is very exciting, listeners. Hold on. Gary, hold on. I've got a pen here. Let me just write this down. What? Where do I have to go to get this? Hello? Where do I have to go to get this award?
This year it will be at the Alhambra Centre.
The Alhambra Centre. How do you spell that?
The Alhambra, hello.
Sorry, the Hallobrem Centre. The Hallobrem Centre.
Near the crash.
How do you spell that?
Harold Pickering.
Sorry, can you just go back? The Harold Brenton Centre.
Harold Brenton Centre.
Right, just a minute. I'm so sorry.
Near the pig show.
Sorry, can I just go back a bit? It's the Harold Brenton Centre. And it's
Brenton Centre on the pigs.
Yes,
with
on
the
pig.
Alhambra.
Sorry, just a second, Gary. Can I just stop you there? It's the Psychic Awards at the Alhambra Centre.
Alhambra. Alhambra.
Which town is that in, the Alhambra Centre?
Don't shit down.
Sorry, Luton Town? Sorry, where did you say?
Don't shit down.
Dorchester Town? Sorry, can you just go back? The Alhambra Centre, where is it in Dorchester Town, did you say?
Dorchester Town, hold on, I'm just
Whoop. Right, Gary, can you just tell me carefully?
You won an award, Clinton.
I got that bit,
You've won an award.
Right, okay.
You're the best psychic going.
Right, okay, can you just...
Going on.
Right, I'm going to cut you off now. Please.
No, because one of the other ones, Krishna Gurumurti, will be there.
He will be there, will he?
Krishna Gurumurti. He's going to present you with the award.
Right, okay.
I keep coming on your Zoom unless you come and pick up your award.
There is no award. There is no award.
There's a Psychic Award 2021, and I keep coming on here until you come and get it off me.
No.
Buddy.
No.
Buddy.
There's no award.
Come on, pick it up like a good boy.
All right. Well, thank you. That's enough now.
Thank you. And come again.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, right, thank you.
Just on the floor.
Please do not waste my time. If you're tempted to come on my Zoom and say I've won some sort of award, which quite honestly, after the work I've done, I do deserve some sort of award. Do not waste my time. Thank you. Thanks for coming in, Ruth. Look, I just wanted to broach something with you. It's not easy for me. Sit down, please. Do sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How do you think we're rubbing along together here? How would you say that? Is it good? What would you say? Would you say it's good? I'd say it's a little bit difficult, wouldn't you, Ruth?
It's good.
No, there are some things that probably annoy you about me, the way I live my life, and equally there are a few things that slightly, irritate me about living Living with who? Living with who, Ruth? Who would... What would... Who would I find that difficult living with? It would be... Who would it be, Ruth? It would be...
A ghost?
No, not a ghost. It would be living with... With you, isn't it? Living with you. Wouldn't it? That'd be quite difficult. Yes, it'd be quite difficult. Remember what I said to you before about clearing up in the bathroom, Ruth, with your hairs on the... What did I say? It was the soap, wasn't it? Hairs on the soap. And in the pan, your bits and pieces. Remember I said... Your bits and pieces. Do you remember I said about your bits and pieces, Ruth, that you left in the toilet, Ruth? Do you remember? Yucky.
I'm very tidy, Clinton.
Right. I mean, maybe a little bit hasty inviting you to live with me. I mean, I get used to my space and you're used to your space, aren't you, Ruth?
I cooked the dinner last night, didn't I? And you liked it.
I did like it. That was very nice.
Cooked your favourite.
Yes, it was an omelette, wasn't it? We've had a lot of...
You like omelettes?
Yes, a lot of omelettes, isn't it? We've had Spanish omelette, cheese omelette. What was the other one we had?
We had an egg omelette, didn't we?
An egg omelette, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's your favourite, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, not the egg one so much, just an omelette with...
You like the egg one the most, you said.
I don't think it's working out, Ruth. Love, I think you should move back with your parents, if you don't mind. And I tell you what, I'm going to help you out. Do you know Raj, the news agent?
No.
Do you know... Yes, just think. Do you know Raj, from the news agent?
Yes.
Yes, you do, don't you? That's right. Yes. Well, he's got a couple of days a week. He might need someone to help out in the shop. You'd like the idea of that, wouldn't you?
But I'm very busy here.
Well, you don't worry about that so much. I can probably deal with that.
Who's going to do the paperwork?
I could probably do it. I'll get some little bit of other help in.
You're going to get Linda Pollock?
No, I didn't say... Not necessarily Linda. I don't know whether Linda wants to come and work with me.
Linda doesn't know how to do the paperwork.
Well, Linda was... She's been very helpful before when she's running the fan club, so...
She's not been helpful.
Yeah, well, OK. Well, she has been helpful, Linda, so let's not start on... So start on Linda.
Why doesn't Linda Pollock work at Raj's?
I haven't spoken to Linda Pollock about Raj's. It was you, really. I wanted to help out a little bit, didn't I? Move back with your parents. Get a little job at Raj's.
Linda Pollock would
Forget
be
Linda Pollock. Forget Linda. Forget Linda. Just for a second, Ruth. It's you we're talking about. No, yeah. Don't we not talk about Linda? Forget Linda. No, she's gone. She's gone. Forget Linda. Raj wants to see you, so...
Linda Pollock would leave her bits and pieces in the pan.
Well, no. Let's leave Linda Pollock's bits and pieces out of it, please. Thank you. Pop our coats on. Go and see Raj. OK. Hello! Here he is, Raj.
Hello!
Hello. You know Raj, don't you, Ruth?
Yes, hello, Raj.
Yeah.
Hello, Ruth. How are you doing?
Fine.
That's it. Speak up, Ruth. Speak up to Raj.
Fine.
Fine, thank you, aren't you? Fine, thank you. Very good. Now, Raj, what have you got to say to Ruth? You had something to ask her, didn't
you? Well, Ruth, it'd be great to have you come and work for me for maybe just 1-2 days a week.
Yeah, help with the newspapers, marking up the newspapers for the paper boy.
Oh, yeah, the newspapers are so important, so important.
I don't have time.
And it would be an element of responsibility, wouldn't it, Raj?
I have a lot of responsibility already.
Well, not really, because you haven't got a job at the moment, have you, Ruth? Because you're not working with me now. You're moving maybe to Raj. I mean, you pay a fair... Well, for 2 days, probably very well, isn't it, Raj?
Oh, yes, yeah, you will get £9.50 an
hour. Oh, my goodness, £9.50 an hour?
It's more than you pay me.
It's more.
It's a lot more, actually.
Yeah, all right. Show the till. Show the till, Raj.
I can do that. I know how to do that.
And do you know what, Ruth? Actually, I'm thinking maybe we should sell soup in the winter. And you look like a lady who can make soup.
What about that, eh? That's branching off into something new, isn't it? How about that, Ruth?
I can make soup, yes.
Raj, I've got to tell you, she does make a lovely soup. And would you like some of her soup, Raj? Probably, wouldn't you?
I would love some of the soup. What soup is it?
Well, it's an omelette soup you did, didn't you? An omelette soup for me, which it's a novel thing, but jolly nice.
Egg soup?
It's an egg soup, yeah. What time would you like her in, Raj? I'm sure she'd like to come in.
6:15 a.m. Oh, it's not a minute earlier, not a minute later.
It's early, but you finish early, don't you? What time? Nice and early you finish, isn't it, tomorrow, Raj? It would be...
Yeah, just 2 p.m.
2 p.m. And then your time's your own. Not to come back to mine, but maybe go back to your mum and dad's. That's not mine, your mum and dad's. Do you understand? Mm. Raj, see you tomorrow. I'll bring her in bright and early, 6:15. What an opportunity.
Welcome on board, tomorrow. Ruth. I'm so happy to have you.
Oh, that's lovely. Cheers, Raj. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going on Zoom now. My PA Ruth has got an exclusive interview with the one and only Jon Snow. No, listen, I'm absolutely thrilled. Gosh, I love his work. Absolutely brilliant. I just want to preface this by saying Zoom has been playing up a little bit. I keep having some interference. Can't quite understand that. I'm not a technical whiz, but anyway, it might be something to do with getting through to America. But let's stick with it, because I couldn't sleep last night knowing Abbey Speed's the one and only Jon Snow. How are you there, Jon? Coming through. Hey, there you are, Jon. Hi.
Hello. Hello, Clinton.
Lovely. I can just about make... are you in America now? What's the time there?
No, I'm in London. Still here in London.
You look slightly different to as I suppose they do work wonders with the makeup and all that on the telly.
Well, yes. I don't have any makeup on today. No.
Okay.
We do sometimes. We have makeup put on our faces before we broadcast.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, just get straight to the. Makeup, costume. How do you find costumes when you're filming? Is that?
Well, I think you're referring to my brightly coloured socks.
Yes.
They seem to have become my trademark.
Right, if you like, yeah. And how far in advance do you see the scripts when you have to do them?
I'm not really sure what you mean. I mean, we're following the news all day, so we're making adjustments right up to the bulletin.
And... Right. All right. It's another question. Did you have to learn anything before you appeared on television, like horse riding and that? Did you ever?
Ah, now I think I know what's going on here. I think you've got the wrong person. Did you think you would be speaking to Jon Snow from Game of Thrones?
No. I knew it was you.
Okay. Well, carry on.
I want to ask that question. Do you like use a green screen for special effects on the news and that?
I think it's fairly obvious we use many techniques in the broadcast studio, but I mean, this is slightly ridiculous. I thought I was coming on here to talk about my book on ecology.
Yeah, all right. Talk about your book, please. Yeah. Jon Snow, this is Jon Snow, the news man. You're talking about, there's been a little bit of a misunderstanding, but John, please do talk about your book. Let's hear about your book now.
Well, Clinton, I've been researching, for the best part of 4 years, and I'm working alongside the British Ecological Society. And I suppose, in short, the Society's mission itself is to promote ecological knowledge and solutions. The Society organises major scientific meetings, informing and influencing policymakers, and it works to improve the teaching...
Sorry, hello, is there someone there on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry, shall I start again?
Just a second, John. Can you go away, please? I don't know how you've got on the line here.
Sorry?
I think he's gone.
I'm a dog.
I think there's someone. Can you go away, please, if there's someone there? I think he's gone. Hold on.
Clinton?
John, can you just keep going? And I think he's gone now.
Well, the Society's findings among its collection of scientists are pretty graphic. It is an environmental, cultural and political phenomenon which is reshaping the way we think about ourselves, our societies and humanity's place on Earth. Sorry, I'm getting a noise in my ear, Clinton.
Yes, so am I. Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Shall I continue? What we have here is a pivotal practice plan for achieving widespread change in this engaging and inspiring volume. It's packed with ideas.
Me too, dog shit.
Sorry, who is this?
I'm really sorry, Clinton. I'm finding it very difficult to explain my...
Yeah, I know. I want to hear about your book. I think there's someone...
I want to hear about your book.
Right, can you get off the line, please?
No.
Fucking hell. Can you get off the line? I'm trying to... How did you cut him off? John,
I think I
talking.
Should really... maybe we should reschedule this. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to...
Hello, John.
Now,
John,
just a second.
John Snow.
Sorry? Yes?
Sausages. Sausages? Do you have sausages for breakfast, John?
No, I had an omelette.
It's not me asking that question.
I'm really
shut
very
up.
Sorry. I'm going to have to go. This is...
No, just a minute.
You're sure he's gone?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I'll continue. My contention, Clinton, is that climate change, far from being... If this happens again, Clinton, I'm afraid I'm really going to have to go.
I know. So I think he's gone. Please just carry on, because I'm honoured to have you on the show.
It really is deeply distracting when I'm trying to explain it. You can appreciate it.
I think he's gone now. If you wish
for me to continue, I will. But I really insist. If it happens again, I'm going to have to go.
No, please. I don't... Right, John, sir, I'm not au fait with technical stuff too well, but I think he's gone now, so please.
Well, I suppose Plans for a Cleaner World, the book, it's an important contribution to the ongoing debate over climate change and its likely impact on our lives. I look at the key policies that are being adopted by communities, often in the face of government policy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Who is that? Oh, no, it's the fake awards, man. Can you get off my Zoom, please? He's hijacking my Zoom.
I'm sorry. I really will not stand for this. I'm going now. I'm terribly sorry. I'm so sorry. No, I can't do this. This is impossible.
Okay.
There's somebody on the...
Thank you. So, John Snow there. Thank you so much for your... No,
I can't hear myself.
Right, let me... John Snow, thank you. Can you be quiet, please? Wonderful work. Thank you, John. Thank you. Much appreciate you joining us. So sorry. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Yeah, well, that was it. Thanks for ruining that.
Dog shit to you. Dog shit.
What do you want, please? What is it you want exactly? Oh.
You won an award.
There's no award. There's
no award. Keep coming on here until you come and get it off me.
Can you please go now? No. There's no award. There's no award. No.
Dog shit.
Who's this now? Oh, God, it's Raj. Now what?
Hello, Clinton, it's Raj.
Oh, hello, Raj. How are you? Thanks so much. How's it going there?
Yeah, it's... Well, it's good, apart from... I need to talk to you about Ruth.
Oh, Christ. What? What is it?
She's very interested in the supernatural, ghost this, ghost that.
Yeah, I know, ghosts, yeah.
But all the customers, she's asking, have you seen a ghost?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't mind. In fact, it's an interesting conversation to have. It's quite charming. Some of the customers like it, but then yesterday this thing happened, and
What happened?
So she threw a bounty.
A bounty.
Yeah, you know, chocolate bar, coconut on the inside, chocolate on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
She just threw one at my customer, Dr. Komalafe.
All right, can I just speak to...
We saw it was her.
Can you just put her on the line, please?
Yeah, hold on.
Ash, okay.
Ruth?
Hello?
Hello?
Have you got Linda Pollock there?
No, Linda Pollock's not here. Listen, Ruth, what's this? You threw something at somebody? What happened?
Nothing.
Did you throw a bounty at someone? Ruth, did you throw a bounty bar at someone?
No.
I think you did, didn't you?
It's a ghost.
No, it wasn't a ghost, Ruth, was it?
I saw the ghost throw it.
No, you didn't. You didn't see a ghost throw it. You threw a bounty, didn't you?
No.
Yes?
I didn't throw a bounty. Ghost did.
No, ghost didn't. Don't throw a bounty bar at people, please, Ruth.
It's a ghost that likes bounties.
Ruth, don't throw bounties at people, please. Can you put me back on to Raj, please?
I can see a ghost now.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Can you put me on to Raj, please?
Raj is talking to the ghost.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No. Can you put me on to Raj, please, Ruth?
Hello, Clinton.
Yeah, hello. I'm sorry about this. You better send her back to me. Send her back, please. Don't matter.
Okay.
I'll pay for any bounty damage done.
Okay, Glendon, I'm sorry. I'll send her back in an Uber.
Right, thank you. Fuck you now.
Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 4 was written by Alex Lowe with contributions from Lewis McLeod and the cast. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Clinton Baptiste is on tour this autumn all over the country in his show Stratospheric. For details, go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. This podcast was produced by Andy Hughes for 1129 Media. Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions. Fading now. Spirits, fading now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.